we should look at the most successful banking model in the world, and that's in Germany, the Sparkassen Bank. It's been established there for over 200 years. It's owned by the public. It's not profit maximizing, but it does make profit. It makes profit so that it can fund further loans and that it can help out community development in the respective areas. And in Germany, they have 70% of the banking market is actually held by public and community banks. In Ireland, there's effectively zero. The pillar banks in Ireland have 95-odd percent, more than 95% of the market. Whereas in Germany, the Deutsche Banks, the Commerce Bank, the pillar banks in Germany have 12.5% of the market.
The credit unions are in operation here in this country, but again, it's something completely different, the community banking forum.
Yeah, well, the credit unions are being suppressed. Governments and the central bank are applying different terms and conditions to credit unions than they are to the commercial banks. And they are being squeezed, and that's why all these mergers are taking place. And, you know, unless and until the government understands that we, the people, need proper public banking, and of course the credit unions is a vehicle for doing it, but the credit unions are just, they seem to us anyway, with our dealings with them, they're very afraid of the central bank and the government. So, yes, we have a structure in place. We could, the credit unions could set up the public banks, but at this point in time, they appear somewhat reluctant.
Why is there such a reluctance in this country to switch over to the community banking forum?
As far as we can see, and in my experience, the EU and the ECB are the masters of Europe. And the euro was brought in, what was it, 2001. And, like, frankly, the euro has not been a success. It has been successful for some of the richer and better countries like Germany, but for all of the Spains, the Portugals, the Greeces, the Irelands, it hasn't worked. We are locked into, in this country, we're supposed to have a single currency, which we actually do have a single currency, but do we have a similar parity of interest rates across Europe? No. Leo Varadkar mentioned in late 17, his typical affordable house was €315,000. And if you work, if you put a 10% deposit on that, you're left needing 283,500 of a mortgage. Now, in Germany, that will cost the mortgage holder €4,000 less per year than in Ireland. I mean, that's incredible. €4,000 less in Germany than in Ireland for a €283,500 mortgage. That's 121,000 over the lifetime of the mortgage, which we're talking about 30 years in this case.